how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to another edition of Football Theory. I'm Lifetime Longhorn, Rod Babers, joined by the coach, former high school coach at Bernie, Capel, Brownwood, Belton, Rotan, also played college football at Abilene Christian, coached there for multiple stints as well. Also was on the staff at the University of Texas for multiple head coaches and multiple stints. It is Coach Bob Shipley. You can find his work these days at ShipleyRanches.com. What's going on, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, man? I'm like C.J. Bogle. It's my inner C.J. Bogle coming out. I'm in my truck getting ready to watch 2034 prospect Stone Shipley in a little 7-on-7 tonight in Round Rock.
Ooh, hey, don't get Longhorn fans excited now. They'll start following them for real. You're choking. They want to know when the next Shipley legacy is coming. The Shipley family's been good to us.
Jackson posted the other day that some Georgia fan sent him two Georgia jerseys for his little boys. And he posted, he says, man, things are getting serious. Some Georgia fan just randomly sent me two Georgia jerseys.
One
of them's like third grade and the other's like 4 years old, you know.
Hey, that's how you start them, Coach. You start them early. You know how that goes. You program them early. And then
Jack's got him doing one-on-one every night in the yard. Jack is working them, man, every night doing one-on-ones.
Is he coaching the defense and the offense? Are he coaching them equally? Is he giving the defense?
Yeah. He coaches Stone 7-on-7 team, and he posts some highlights on Stone on his Facebook. You can check him out, Jackson's Facebook. I don't know if he puts it on Instagram or whatever, but he does the one-on-one backyards. Steiner Shipley, I don't know if he's three or four, but that dude, he's a scrappy little sucker, man. He's a defensive guy.
DB, baby. That's right.
He get up and talk some smack.
They're born, Coach. They're not made. DBs are born. They're born that way.
That's right.
All right. Good stuff there, Coach. All right. Looking forward to the next generation of Shipleys. Before we get started on Football Theory today, we're talking pre-snap motion. Turns out, Sark pays a lot of attention to the NFL. He's got his favorites that he follows in the NFL, steals concepts from them, learns their philosophy, oftentimes will, use and replicate a lot of the things that they're doing. Well, there's an NFL coach who actually took some of Sark's concepts. He actually took a lot of Sark's offense so that he could, adapt that offense, adapt those concepts to the current quarterback that he has, which was a Sark quarterback. And I think Sark should return the favor and look more at this NFL offense, especially in regards to pre-snap motion. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But first, let's thank our fantastic sponsor, Laura Baker. Football Theory brought to you by accomplished Austin realtor Laura Baker. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So please give her a shout today at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. Or you can email her at laura@andyallenteam.com. So thank you very much to Laura Baker and the Andy Allen team there at Keller Williams. All right, Coach, let's talk about pre-snap motion. And I'll start off with a story. It's an anecdotal one. I heard some of my favorite football theories discussing the Miami Dolphins offense. Miami Dolphins offense is one of the best offenses in the NFL. And they use more pre-snap motion and more motion at the snap, which means a guy in motion when the ball is snapped. They use more of that than any team in the NFL. And we'll get back to that in a second. But the one of the things that stood out to me was they said that the Mike McDaniel offense had a lot of concepts that they took from Sark's offense there at Alabama, because they wanted to make, and Mike McDaniel wanted to make Tua more comfortable. And he kind of went back to some of the concepts that worked for him in Alabama, like the RPO-based passing game, first read, kind of wide window throws. There's a lot of quick game, ball getting out quick in that offense with Tua. And they were discussing that, you know, it was very similar stylistically, philosophically to Sark's offense. And I thought to myself, that makes sense, because a lot of the times when I noticed from the Shanahan clan, I remember when they drafted RG3, the Shanahans went down to Baylor and they talked to Art Briles and said, Art Briles, we need that playbook, man. We got to draft this guy this high. We need to be able to weaponize him, and we need to know all the concepts you weaponize him with. It's only going to help you. And this is how oftentimes ideas are shared. So when you draft a quarterback, some of the ideas and some of the concepts, they trickle up with them to the NFL because of the coaching, which makes a lot of sense, right? That's how you have a quarterback-friendly offense. You do things that your quarterback's comfortable with. So with that being said, though, we also know that Sark pays a lot of attention to the NFL. He loves the Mick Shanahan coaching tree, talks about it all the time. And I'm not sure if he's actually put Coach Mike McDaniel on that list yet. We know he talks about Sean McVay. He talks about Kyle Shanahan, how he's meant to visit those guys and study their offenses. But I don't know if he studied the Mike McDaniel offense enough. And what I'm learning is that stylistically, philosophically, there may be a lot of ties and connections, connective tissue between those offenses. And one of them is pre-snap motion that I think Sark should use more of. And the Miami Dolphins, they use pre-snap motion 82% rate. So 82% of the plays lead the NFL in pre-snap motion. The 49ers, by the way, are second 70% of the time. The Rams are third 69% of the time. Right, these are all the McShanahan offenses. They lead the NFL in pre-snap motion rate. After that, there's Green Bay's at 64%. So the top four offenses in pre-snap motion are all Mick Shanahan offenses, getting back to Sark studying those offenses. But they use pre-snap motion, Coach, at a much higher rate than Sark does. They're all above 60%. Matter of fact, the best offenses in the NFL are above 60%. The NFL average in pre-snap motion is 50%. But Sark is around 50 to 55%. That's one area where he's kind of stayed relatively, I would say he's relatively conservative in that area. In a lot of places, he's not really conservative. What do you attribute that to, Coach? Why not more pre-snap motion? Because there's no doubt it works for Sark. But why still keep it at 50, between 50 and 55% when a lot of his NFL, you know, obviously the guys he looks up to, the mentors he's had in the league, they're all well above 60, even approaching 70, 80% of the time.
Well, I've been studying it lately a little bit too. I don't dive into the numbers like you do, but just philosophically, I think maybe I'm wondering if he doesn't have a way to call off the motion if the defense has already given him what he wants. Because one of the advantages, obviously, of pre-snap motion is to give you a clue as to what the defense is going to be in. They're going to have two high safeties. They're going to have three deep, three high, two high. That's the first thing you teach a quarterback to look at. Is there one high, two high? Is it going to be three deep? What's it going to be? It gives you blocking angles sometimes on runs. And if you've got what you want, there's no sense in doing pre-snap motion, you know, if whether it's a passing play or a running play. So that would be pretty advanced. I don't know if he does that or not, but that could be one reason. Another reason is, you know, you keep the defense off balance a little bit, because if they're expecting it 85% of the time, then sometimes you might can catch them off guard, you know, which they're not expecting it that much for us because we don't run it that much, although I would not be opposed to that personally. But, it's a chess game. You're looking for clues. You know, you're looking for clues. You know what it's like. We've talked about this before on Football Theory, Rod. When you're a defense, you're linebacker there, you know what the formation is. You know what the tendencies are. And you don't have to change anything. Bam, advantage defense. Mm-hmm. But now, anytime you can make the defense change their call, it's got to get communicated to – a lot of players, maybe not. It doesn't affect all 11 many times, but it does. It can affect up to seven guys, and maybe more than that. Because now when you pre-snap motion, you change the strength. And so the defensive line, lots of times, they just need to know what the strength is, whether they're going to play, you know, what we call an over or under, which is 3-1 or 1-3. And so I don't know why he is kind of being consistent at that. I think, like I said, I would like to think that maybe if you get what you want, then they call off the motion and run the play, you know. But a lot of times you have to have the motion to get you into whatever scheme that you're going to run, especially if it's a passing game. If it's a running game, you may not want to do it because you've already got the angles and the defense that you want. Why move them into something that makes the play call worse, you know? So I think that could possibly be part of it.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
No, you're right about that, Coach. That could definitely be it. I mean, obviously, I'm not that knowledgeable about the Sark system to know if he has those kind of fail-safes and audibles in the system. He very well could. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I'll just say this. All the numbers that I have, the metrics I have, whether it be at the college or the pro level, show that motion increases success rates, increases efficiency, increases effectiveness. You go look at quarterbacks with pre-snap motion in the NFL. Completion percentage is higher at 65% as compared to 63%. Passer rating higher, 92 passer rating with pre-snap motion. It's a 87 passer rating without pre-snap motion. 4.5 touchdowns to 2 interceptions with pre-snap motion is your touchdown interception rate. Without pre-snap motion, touchdowns drop to 3.9 touchdowns to 2.4 interceptions. Interceptions go up, touchdowns go down without pre-snap motion. I even looked at the number of success rate and the yards per carry based on number of players in motion. So with 0 players in motion, this is the NFL level, so keep that in mind. At the NFL level, 0 players in motion, 45% success rate. Success rate is you get 50% of the yards needed for the first down on first down, at least 70% of the yards needed for the first down on second down, and 100% of the yards needed to get a first down on third and fourth down. So 50, 70, and 100%. So that's how you determine success rate. 0 players in motion, 4.2 yards per carry, 45% success rate. 1 player in motion, success rate jumps to 48%. You're at 4.5 yards per carry, a little bit better. 2 players in motion are shifting before the snap, 51% success rate, 4.5 yards per carry. But when you have 3 different players in motion, and this happens every now and then with Sark, he'll shift the tight end into the backfield, motion another guy, and have another motion going back the other way. When you have at least 3 players in motion or more, 67% success rate and 6.8 yards per carry. I remember talking to Brian Harsin about this, and Brian Harsin said he loved motion because motion causes emotion. And when players are emotional, sometimes they make bad decisions. You make it right. I always tell you, don't make a big decision when you're emotional. You want to be able to collect yourself. Well, he says basically, and I agree with this because I'm a defensive player, motion freaks out defensive players. Like you said, it changes the strength. Usually that's when they start communicating. You can cause a crisis in miscommunication that way too. And you can cause defensive players to have to process way too much. And therefore make a critical error of some kind. So more motion means it's better for the offense, period. Whether you're talking about the rates of motion or you're talking about more motion on one given play. And when I looked at the 2023 numbers, passer rating with pre-snap motion, 94. Passer rating without pre-snap motion, 85. Like, it just, no matter what year you're looking at, no matter how you're looking at it, the offense are better with more motion. And I think Sark, now, whether, like you said, you made a good point about the fail safes, but regardless, he needs to start using more motion. His offense, although at one point was on the cutting edge of motion and pre-snap motion and motion at the snap, right now you're right at the average. You're just average in pre-snap motion. And I think if you go above that average, 60%, maybe even 70%, there's no doubt the numbers I have say your offense is going to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, one of the things about pre-snap motion that's critical is your film study Sunday and Monday, especially your self-scouting. I think a little girl might have just come in your office. You got a little baby girl coming in your office?
My wife has got her in the window.
Hey, I don't see eyes light up very often, but it was a girl. I knew it was a girl. I just didn't know if it was that little girl.
It's both of them.
Yeah, okay. But the self-scouting is critical because using motion is great, but if it gives a defensive advantage, if you motion too often and run the same plays with certain motions, then obviously that puts the offense at a disadvantage. If you'll notice, Sark will mix it up. He doesn't do the same motions with the same plays that often. He'll find a lot of different ways to do motion to run the play. That's what's critical. Just running motion, just to be running motion, doesn't do you a lot of good. The first series, maybe even the first quarter, is very critical in running motion because I promise you, he's got guys in the press box that are writing everything down, how the defense adjusts to every motion, because it's very difficult for a defense to go into a game and have more than one adjustment to motions.
Yes,
you can't say, okay, the first quarter we're going to do this adjustment, the second quarter, no, you can't do that. Once you see how they're going to adjust, advantage offense. Agreed. And I promise you, he's got guys in the press box, more than one, that's charting the defense's response to motion, and then they're getting that word. You see him down there. He's not out there clapping for the defense. And he's on one knee or he's on the bench, and he's talking to those guys, and he's riding because he's going to make sure that he's getting what he wants. And if he doesn't want it, he'll try something else. Usually there's always going to be a plan B. Okay, if they adjust this way, then we're going to come back and do this. But I think it's very rare for a defense to have very many adjustments to motions other than what you can do at halftime. And, of course, same thing in the third quarter. They're going to chart it every time we're in motion. And when there's a change, you have to try to figure out, was it a bust?
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody bust? Or is this their real plan, their answer to our motion? So it's a great move offensively in the chess game of football.
Yeah. And like I said, last 3 years, I've clocked Sark at 55%, around 53%. I mean, he's pretty consistent. That's the rate of motion he likes. My suggestion would be ratchet it up to 65%. And you're right. It may be a little bit more difficult.
Here's another thing, Rod. It could be that once his guys that are charting the motion, if they're not getting the adjustment they thought they were going to get, then that's he may true. Say, okay, this is not doing us much good to do this motion. Let's don't do it because they're giving us what we want without the motion. So there's a lot that can go into it that the most of us don't know the reason behind what he's doing. But it very well could be that. It could be a lot of things, but you have to realize the game of football is so much like chess. It can get very complicated. And the more you can confuse the defense, you just don't confuse yourself, you know?
That can happen sometimes too. Trust me, all these numbers that can happen sometimes too. I'll just throw this out there before we end this thing. At Bama, so the new thing that I've been charting, and that's a new term you'll hear, is targets to motion. That is a target to a player who is in motion prior to the snap or at the time of the snap. And Miami Dolphins, they're famous for it. A lot of teams are motion at the snap and then targets to a player who was in motion. In 2020 at Alabama, Sark's offense had zero incompletions when they targeted a player who was in motion prior to the snap. In 2021 at Texas, completion percentage was 81% when you target a player in motion. In 2022, 81%. In 2023, it was 78%. Your explosive play rate in 2021 with targets to motion, you were your first down rate. You were over 30%. Your explosive play rate in 2023, you were over 23%. Your first down rate in 2023, targeting players who were in motion prior to the snap, right at the time of the snap, you're over 23%. Your yards per attempt, you're over 10 in 2023. Yards per attempt, over 10 in 2022. You're over 8 in 2021. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, Coach, that is a really effective, lethal concept for Texas. More motion and then targets to motion. I would like to see them both increase. Sark is a brilliant offensive mind, so he doesn't need help from us. But the numbers tell me that the offense would be even better if he increased the rates of pre-snap motion and targets to motion. So there you go. All right, we'll come back next week with another edition of Football Theory. Before we get out of here, let's thank Laura Baker. Football Theory brought to you by Compass. Austin Realtor Laura Baker, Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So give her a shout today at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. Or visit Laura at andyallenteam.com. All right, Coach, thank you very much for the knowledge as always. I always leave here a smarter football theorist. Thank you to Matthew behind the scenes, always hooking it up and making the magic happen. Thank you to Laura Baker for all of her support of Football Theory. We're very grateful to have her on the On Texas football team. And thank you to all of you guys out there for listening and watching another edition of Football Theory. Until next time, for Coach, for myself, for Matthew, hook 'em.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.